Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net audio podcast for Thursday, October 20th, 2005. Today's message is titled, The Ultimate Victory. And I wanted to share two scripture verses with you today, and I'll read them one after another. 1 Corinthians 15:57 and Romans 8:37. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In all these things, we are overwhelmingly conquerors through Him who loved us. As I prepare these encouragements each weekday morning, I seek to prepare messages that will touch and connect to readers all around the world. And that's quite a challenge. I hesitate to use illustrations that may not be familiar or of any interest to many readers. But today, allow me to express my interest in sports, both as a participant in my younger days and now primarily as a spectator. I particularly appeal to baseball, but what I write would apply to most any sport and certainly applies to this great spiritual contest we are all in as well. One of the great sports scenes I've enjoyed since my childhood is when a team gathers on the field and celebrates after winning a championship game. Of course, it's all the more meaningful if it's my team, but I can even get into the emotion if it's not. Last night, the Houston Astros won the National League Championship for the first time ever, and even though I'm not a fan of the Astros, I could still rejoice in their victory. Whether we are a sports fan or not, we have a celebration coming that will make any earthly celebration absolutely pale in comparison. Personally reflecting on the work of Christ on our behalf, we can even have that inward celebration now. Consider the scene in regard to our reunion in heaven. When we see the Lord, our loved ones, and when we gather with believers from every region of the globe and every generation, I expect that to be quite an emotional time. I just can't imagine seeing my dad, who died in 1998, and merely shaking his hand and saying, "Well, it's nice to see you again, Dad." And although my dad was not an especially demonstrative person, I don't think he'll greet me by saying, "Oh, hello, Stephen. It's good to see you as well." No, I think my dad and I will have quite a time of ecstatic rejoicing. I think it will look similar to the celebration on the field following an athletic victory. The major difference being that our victory is not just for one season, but for all eternity. The two daily verses complement each other. Both have a similar underlying Greek word that is very familiar to those who enjoy sports. That word is Nikos. The popular sports shoe company, Nike, is based on this word. In the first daily text, the word is simply translated victory. In the second verse, it's a part of the wonderful Greek compound word hupernikomen and means to be more than a conqueror, to gain a surpassing victory. I am sure glad to be on God's team today. Yes, there are setbacks and apparent losses. Some of you reading this today are in the midst of such a situation. You may be discouraged, overwhelmed. You may even feel defeated. But God's Word says in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. Let this truth bless you today as you consider the ultimate celebration and victory that is to come. Well, our blessings upon you today. I am Stephen C. Weber. It's a beautiful Thursday morning here in South Central Pennsylvania, where I prepare these messages from my home. Still very little evidence of fall as far as the change of the trees here in our neck of the woods. Remind you to check out the website today, dailyencouragement.net, for more resources, and today primarily a prayer that my wife Brookstine wrote in regard to today's message. It just might provide additional encouragement to you as well. Well, stay faithful and stay encouraged.